This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He's promising to help. President Biden's going to Florida today with a pledge to help rebuild homes and lives there after Hurricane Ian slammed ashore a week ago, killing at least 75 people there. They're still searching for people.
Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says the destruction immense. First responders going door to door checking for people.
We can rebuild a home. We can get another boat. But when you lose a loved one, there's just no words that can describe how we feel for that family.
Animals also being rescued, including 275 parrots from a Pine Island sanctuary. Owner Will Paratino says if you're an animal lover, you don't think about yourself first.
Just protecting the animals.
And they all rode out the hurricane together.
Well, they're a family.
I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine calls it the worthless decisions of a terrorist country. This morning, Russia is formally claiming four regions of Ukraine as part of Russia. President Putin signed the final documents this morning. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Earlier this week, both houses of the Russian parliament ratified treaties making the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions part of Russia. The formalities followed Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in the four regions that Ukraine and the West have rejected as a sham. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man suspected of kidnapping a family in California tried to kill himself and is now in critical condition, say authorities. The family's still missing. The Yankees' Aaron Judge hit his 62nd home run of the season last night, breaking Roger Maris's American League record. And he is thrilled.
It's a big relief. You know, I think everybody can finally sit down in their seats and watch the ball game. You know, it's been a fun ride so far. You know, getting a chance to do this.
This is AP News. We are in deep debt. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with How Deep.
The U.S. is starting the new fiscal year with record debt. The nation's gross national debt has surpassed $31 trillion, according to a newly released U.S. Treasury report. The debt is edging closer to the statutory ceiling of roughly $31.4 trillion. President Joe Biden has touted his administration's deficit reduction efforts this year and has recently signed the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which attempts to tame 40-year high price increases caused by a variety of economic factors. Economists say the latest debt numbers are a cause for concern. The Congressional Budget Office earlier this year released a report on America's debt load, warning in its 30-year outlook that if unaddressed, the debt will soon spiral upward to new highs that ultimately could imperil the U.S. economy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.